Music by Antonio Vivaldi, one of his violin concertos. We heard the violin concerto in A major, RV number 335. That was violinist Shlomo Mintz directing the Israel Chamber Orchestra. Good morning, I'm Ruth Ann Bessman. If you're just tuning in, it would normally be Classics by Request, but because we started early at 9 o'clock this morning with special coverage of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump on Wisconsin Public Radio, we thought at that time that it would continue on for at least 3 to 5 hours, not knowing if we would in fact be able to start on time for the Met Opera broadcast, which begins at 12 o'clock noon here, which is why it had ended just about 10 minutes ago. And because of that, I do not have any of the requests that came in here at the studio and wasn't prepared to do it. So I hope you understand at this moment, we're just enjoying some beautiful music together to get us up to the top of the hour for Live from the Met. Following the Met's broadcast of Puccini's La Boheme, we will be back. I will be back with you a little before 3 o'clock this afternoon for Saturday Afternoon Classics. Classics by Request want to let you know that 2 weeks from today, we will have our special Salute to the Oscars program. That will be Saturday, February 8th, due to the fact that the Oscars Academy Awards is early this year. It will be Sunday, February 9th. Already, I have received a number of requests for our annual special. If you'd like to include your request, please do so soon so there's time to prepare for that special program. Two ways to do that, either send a postcard or letter to Classics by Request, Wisconsin Public Radio, 821 University Avenue, Madison, 53706, or online at our website. You can do that anytime at WPR.org. Again, our annual Salute to the Oscars will be 2 weeks from today, February 8th. Continuing now, some music by John Field, one of his piano sonatas. We'll hear the Sonata in E-flat Major, Opus 1, Number 1. Here's a performance with pianist John O'Connor.
Thank you. Thank you.
John O'Connor playing the piano sonata in E-flat major, Opus 1, No. 1, by John Field. Coming up next, we'll hear one of the symphonies by Franz Joseph Haydn, here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
A new NPR poll shows that nearly half of Americans can't afford their medication when insurers deny payment.
It's very frustrating. I think when you have insurance, I think that you should be able to get the drug you need.
And rising healthcare costs could leave lower-income people more vulnerable to illness and disease.
The tough choices really don't affect the most wealthy people in the United States.
On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Support for WPR comes from Kimberly-Clark Corporation, home of brands like Kleenex, Huggies, and Kotex. More about Kimberly-Clark's 147 years of commitment to innovation at kimberly-clark.com.
The next edition of Comedy Tonight at the Racine Theater Guild is Saturday evening, February 1st, with headliner Moody McCarthy, whose credits include Kimmel, Conan, and Letterman. Also appearing, Dan Wilber. Tickets are online at racinetheater.org, a supporter of WGTD.
Here's the Symphony No. 1 in D Major by Franz Joseph Haydn. Roy Goodman directs the Hanover Band.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the Symphony No. 1 in D Major by Franz Joseph Haydn. Roy Goodman led the Hanover Band. Coming up in just under 10 minutes, we start the opera today, live from the Met, and today they're featuring Puccini's La Bohème. Following the opera, I will be back for Saturday Afternoon Classics, and I'll feature a performance with the renowned French horn virtuoso Barry Tuckwell, who died this past last week, January 16th. Following that, we'll sample one of the nominees for tomorrow's 2020 Grammy Awards. Takes place tomorrow evening. And the category in the classical music category for two nominations features the Harp Concerto by Jennifer Higdon and harpist Yolanda Kononassis. We'll sample that this afternoon. And then following that, in recognition of the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, which takes place this Monday, it's International Holocaust Remembrance Day, we'll hear a number of works for that as well. Which I thought, in ending this short time that we're together, since we didn't have a chance to have classics by request due to the fact that we were listening to the hearings earlier this morning, and we thought they would go on at least until 12 o'clock or beyond, so I've just been with you now for about a half hour, and I thought we would end with music featuring Yolanda Kononassis, and here she is to play Claude Debussy's Arabesque No. 1. First Arabesque by Claude Debussy, played by harpist Yolanda Codonassis. Codonassis is up for an Academy Award. The performance she's performing, the Harp Concerto by Jennifer Higdon. In fact, that's nominated for two awards in tomorrow night's special event, the Grammy Awards. And we'll hear that Harp Concerto this afternoon following the opera La Bohème by Puccini from Live from the Met. That'll be this afternoon on Afternoon Classics during the 3 o'clock hour. Want to remind you, 2 weeks from today, our salute to the Oscars here on Classics by Request. Let me know what your favorite film score is. Get your request in early. You can either send a postcard or letter to Classics by Request, Wisconsin Public Radio, 821 University Avenue, Madison, 53706, or online at our website, WPR.org. You can do that anytime online, WPR.org. Let's look at the weather forecast. Looks like lingering snow should wrap up now, about now, but flurries, rain, and sleet may continue into the afternoon. Highs will be in the 30s statewide. For tomorrow, it looks like dry weather returns, mostly cloudy with temperatures in the 30s, and that weather should stay on through Monday and Tuesday of next week. And if there's something that you're looking to hear for your listening enjoyment, tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock is the place to be here on the station from the top and looking at who will be performing. It's going to be worth your time. It comes from Carnegie Hall's beautiful Wild Music Room in New York City. And the program highlights three very talented young musicians, including a fantastic 11-year-old violinist from New York who will stunningly perform Who Buys Carmen Fantasy Brilliant. Also a pianist from Los Angeles and a bassoonist from Venezuela. That and more on this station from the top. I'm Ruth Ann Bestman. Up next, the opera, right here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
From international travel, listening, learning, and deep engagement with performers, I discover that world music expressed through styles, rhythms, and more is truly a way of life. I'm Jonathan Overby. Join me on my next adventure exploring and celebrating the life of music, Saturday evening at 7 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you to the business sponsors who help support WPR programs. Businesses like the Hagerty Museum of Art and Sugar Maple Music Festival play a role in the success of WPR. Become a business sponsor. Go to WPR.org/sponsor.
You're listening to WGTD-HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, NPR News and Classical Music.